Question 1. You hear an office manager talking about someone in her team.
Now, Jim, in my team at work, you know, now, he's an interesting character. Whenever he thinks something looks as if it's going to be rather demanding, he just doesn't want to know about it. And yet, what he actually does is always really good. It's top quality, in fact. And you know how some people are always asking for help? Not that I mind giving it, of course. But I do like the way he just gets on with the things he does feel are within his capabilities. I'll just have to think of ways to encourage him to be a bit more willing to stretch himself, I suppose. Now, Jim, in my team at work, you know, now, he's an interesting character. Whenever he thinks something looks as if it's going to be rather demanding, he just doesn't want to know about it. And yet, what he actually does is always really good. It's top quality, in fact. And you know how some people are always asking for help? Not that I mind giving it, of course. But I do like the way he just gets on with the things he does feel are within his capabilities. I'll just have to think of ways to encourage him to be a bit more willing to stretch himself, I suppose.
Question 2. You hear two people in a university swimming team talking about a recent training session.
That was a tough training session, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm glad it's over. It's always worse when they're picking people for competitions. The coaches push us to the limit.
How do you think you did?
I don't know if I'll be in Saturday's competition, but I think I did pretty well today, to be honest.
I'm not sure I did. I doubt I'll be selected this time. We should train a bit longer every day. That would do us good, I think.
I really don't think I could manage any more training than we're already doing. It's the effort we put in during the training that counts, I reckon.
That was a tough training session, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm glad it's over. It's always worse when they're picking people for competitions. The coaches push us to the limit.
How do you think you did?
I don't know if I'll be in Saturday's competition, but I think I did pretty well today, to be honest.
I'm not sure I did. I doubt I'll be selected this time. We should train a bit longer every day. That would do us good, I think.
I really don't think I could manage any more training than we're already doing. It's the effort we put in during the training that counts, I reckon.
Question 3. You hear a scientist talking on the radio about a medical development.
It's always an amazing feeling whenever there's a scientific breakthrough, and the excitement about the new drug a few months ago was huge. What often happens immediately after something like that is that the news media report on it without getting all the details right. And then the general public imagine that the benefits of the research will become available far sooner than they actually will. This is what seems to have happened in this case. People are disappointed that things haven't moved faster. In fact, it usually takes a few years to be sure that a new drug or treatment is safe for everyone to use. It's always an amazing feeling whenever there's a scientific breakthrough, and the excitement about the new drug a few months ago was huge. What often happens immediately after something like that is that the news media report on it without getting all the details right. And then the general public imagine that the benefits of the research will become available far sooner than they actually will. This is what seems to have happened in this case. People are disappointed that things haven't moved faster. In fact, it usually takes a few years to be sure that a new drug or treatment is safe for everyone to use.
Question 4. You hear two psychology students talking about people who are famous.
I'm doing some research on celebrity lifestyles for my project.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, though I kind of know what I'm going to find. I mean, they get sick of all the luxury after a while, don't they? It's all the same day after day.
Really? Lots of them can't have enough of it, I think. But I'd say they do get tired of never being able to leave home without people pointing at them and staring.
I can't disagree with you there. And I'm sure that's why they tend to mix with other famous people in their free time.
They probably like that less than we think.
I'm doing some research on celebrity lifestyles for my project.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, though I kind of know what I'm going to find. I mean, they get sick of all the luxury after a while, don't they? It's all the same day after day.
Really? Lots of them can't have enough of it, I think. But I'd say they do get tired of never being able to leave home without people pointing at them and staring.
I can't disagree with you there. And I'm sure that's why they tend to mix with other famous people in their free time.
They probably like that less than we think.
Question 5. You hear a shop assistant talking to a store detective about a customer.
The customer came in and asked to look at the watches. He asked a few questions, but spent most of the time looking at the ones I showed him in silence. He wasn't exactly rude, but I wouldn't say his manners were the best either. Saying hello when you come up to the counter and goodbye when you leave is what most people do, and he didn't bother with any of that. The impression I got was that compared to the average customer, he knew a fair amount, more like someone in the business themselves, actually. Anyway, he eventually left without buying anything. The customer came in and asked to look at the watches. He asked a few questions, but spent most of the time looking at the ones I showed him in silence. He wasn't exactly rude, but I wouldn't say his manners were the best either. Saying hello when you come up to the counter and goodbye when you leave is what most people do, and he didn't bother with any of that. The impression I got was that compared to the average customer, he knew a fair amount, more like someone in the business themselves, actually. Anyway, he eventually left without buying anything.
Question 6. You hear two university students talking about their new football kit.
What do you think about the new university football kit? I like the way the men's and women's versions are so similar, and I love the orange they chose. I think it's cool.
Well, apart from the colour, I'm not particularly impressed.
Really? What's wrong with it?
Well, for one thing, the material. There are so many better ones that weigh next to nothing and still keep the wind out. Why couldn't we have had something like that?
Yes, that's true. But I suppose they didn't want it to be too expensive.
Yes, you're probably right. But I wouldn't have minded paying just a bit more for something better.
What do you think about the new university football kit? I like the way the men's and women's versions are so similar, and I love the orange they chose. I think it's cool.
Well, apart from the colour, I'm not particularly impressed.
Really? What's wrong with it?
Well, for one thing, the material. There are so many better ones that weigh next to nothing and still keep the wind out. Why couldn't we have had something like that?
Yes, that's true. But I suppose they didn't want it to be too expensive.
Yes, you're probably right. But I wouldn't have minded paying just a bit more for something better.
Question 7. You hear a maths teacher talking about what makes his job enjoyable.
Like any job, teaching maths has downsides as well as upsides. But what job doesn't? For every morning I wake up and feel it might be preferable just to stay in bed, there are at least 10 when I don't. I know maths isn't everyone's favourite subject, and lots of my pupils can't wait for the lesson to be over, but the atmosphere at the school's good, partly because the kids are okay, really, and also because I couldn't have more supportive workmates. The school's hardly the best equipped as far as smart whiteboards and things like that are concerned, but I don't really mind about that. Like any job, teaching maths has downsides as well as upsides, but what job doesn't? For every morning I wake up and feel it might be preferable just to stay in bed, there are at least 10 when I don't. I know maths isn't everyone's favourite subject, and lots of my pupils can't wait for the lesson to be over, but the atmosphere at the school's good, partly because the kids are okay, really, and also because I couldn't have more supportive workmates. The school's hardly the best equipped as far as smart whiteboards and things like that are concerned, but I don't really mind about that.
Question 8. You hear two tourist information officers talking about a tourist attraction.
Have you read the report on increasing numbers at the amusement park?
Yes, it makes some good points. How can we persuade tourists to stay there all day if there are only two small cafes?
People have to eat.
Yeah, lots of people take their own food, but many don't.
It also says the park should be better advertised, though you see posters up about it all over the place.
Maybe TV ads about all the new rides this year would help?
Possibly. TV advertising seems a little out of date now. But visitors always say they love the new rides, don't they?
Well, some like to stick with the old favourites. Have you read the report on increasing numbers at the amusement park?
Yes, it makes some good points. How can we persuade tourists to stay there all day if there are only two small cafes? People have to eat.
Yeah, lots of people take their own food, but many don't.
It also says the park should be better advertised, though you see posters up about it all over the place.
Maybe TV ads about all the new rides this year would help?
Possibly. TV advertising seems a little out of date now. But visitors always say they love the new rides, don't they?
Well, some like to stick with the old favourites.
That is the end of part one.